And Chicago Bears backed into the playoffs last week. Chicago Bears backed out of the playoffs just as fast this week, barely putting up a struggle as the New Orleans Saints beat Chicago 21-9 in the NFC wildcard game yesterday. The Bears' only touchdown came on the final play of the game on a 19-yard touchdown pass from Mitch Trubisky to former Saint Jimmy Graham. The Bears end the season at 8-9. Other scores of the weekend: Saturday, Buffalo beat the Colts 27-24, the Rams beat Seattle 30-20, and Tampa Bay beat Washington 31-23. Also yesterday, Baltimore beat Tennessee 20-13, and that loud thud you heard around 8:30 last night was the crash of the Steelers fans worldwide. The Browns scored 28 points in the first quarter, went on to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. NBA last night, the Pistons lose yet again, falling to the Utah Jazz 96-86, and the Bulls follow the LA Clippers 130-127. In college basketball, Notre Dame falls to number 19 Virginia Tech 77-63. On the Wood side, number 15 Michigan beat Illinois 70-50. Michigan is the only Division I school across the country that has both the men's and women's basketball teams undefeated. Nebraska upset 23rd-ranked Michigan State 68-64. Eastern Michigan beat Western Michigan 67-62. And Notre Dame and Syracuse was postponed. And the high school football playoffs resumed this past weekend. Saturday in Division III, Lakeshore was supposed to play at DeWitt. The Lancers announced a couple weeks ago they were opting out and forfeit the game 1-0. In Division IV, Edwardsburg picked up right where they left off with a 47-7 blowout win over Grand Rapids South Christian. Edwardsburg will host Cadillac in the state semifinals. Division VI, Constantine beat Michigan Center 33-14. Constantine will travel to Clinton for the state semis. In Division VII, Schoolcraft top Jackson Lumen Christie 29-22. Schoolcraft will be at New Lothrop for the semifinal. In Division VIII, Centerville beat Sand Creek 8-0. Centerville will be at Clarkson Everest for their semifinal. In 8-man Division 1 in the semifinals, Adrian Lenaway Christian beat Martin 47-17. The Michigan High School Athletic Association will announce the start times for those semifinal games later today. With sports, I'm Dave Wolf.